You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles Saint Motel and their new release, Voyeur. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for the band Saint Motel and their new release, Voyeur. Rockwired had a chance to speak with AJ Jackson of Saint Motel regarding the new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their CD, Voyeur, here is Saint Motel with 1997. We'll be right back.
7.
From their CD Voyeur, that was Saint Motel with 1997. Check out the band at their official website, www.saintmotel.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with AJ Jackson of Saint Motel regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's a fantastic CD that you've got here, and now that it's out there for everybody to listen to, how do you feel about the finished work this time around?
I guess I'm happiest with the recordings here that I think I've ever been with anything that Saint Motel has done. We've always kind of struggled to record and make it sound like how we want it to sound, or how we think we sound, and I think we're getting closer than we've ever gotten. And a lot of that's when we started to record ourselves and produce ourselves. That was definitely a big kind of change for us, but I think it was something in the end that was really a good thing for us.
I see. And other than the length, what's the difference between this recording and Foreplay back in 2009?
Yeah, I think this album has a lot of new instruments on it that Foreplay did, and a lot of kind of different influences, I guess. A lot of Foreplay was pretty much just guitars. We stopped ourselves there. And this album, once we started producing ourselves, we were like, well, you know, let's just do anything we want to do. Let's have our friends come over and play horns, or the mixer had a big timpani in his garage. We're like, let's hook that up. You know, we had the luxury of experimentation. So we actually got to try some things we probably wouldn't have if we were, at the mercy of studio times.
I see. And who all did you work with in terms of production? I mean, you say you're not at the mercy of studio time. I mean, is it a self-produced thing, or did you work with someone who...
Well, it's a combination. It's mostly self-produced. Actually, it's like half and half. We worked with a great producer named Eric Lovelaw with Crown City Recording. And he was great, but that was kind of part of this deal we were doing with the major label, which was kind of slow and not wholly satisfying. So we decided to try recording ourselves, which was something we never, and produce ourselves, which is something we'd never really done before, just because we were kind of intimidated by, failure with our own music. I mean, we've all recorded for a long time other projects and music in general, but we always thought, oh, we should probably leave recording someone else. And then it just, after the experience with the label, we just were like, you know what, let's just see if we can just do this ourselves. And I feel like that was kind of a big element. So yeah, it's half produced by Saint Motel and half produced by Eric Lovelaw. So it's kind of a mixture.
I see. And with the experience of having, at least half produced a CD, behind you guys, I mean, how confident are you guys in going forward from this point on?
I think it's definitely what we will be doing in the future. Well, I guess I can't say definitely. But we had a great experience doing it. I mean, we're already kind of starting recording new music for a new wave of stuff, but I think it's something that we've got the system down now, which works for us, which is kind of like a gradual process where we can start recording from our rehearsal studio and then build it in our kind of recording studio, and then, just kind of go back and forth and bring things in as they kind of come up, and then when we're ready to do drums, we do that at a friend's studio out in the valley, and we just kind of keep layering things on and experimenting with different sounds. So, a lot of it is kind of done and it's recorded. I mean, I guess another thing is it's kind of recorded in a lo-fi way. A lot of it is, in our apartments, in our bathrooms, and, But we like the kind of dirtier sounds because the songs are getting bigger and the recording is getting, like, more kind of dirty. I don't know. It kind of balances out a little bit.
I see. And have there been any reactions to this new CD that have surprised you or that you didn't expect?
You know, I guess it's just coming out right now, so far nothing too crazy. I mean, some of the comparisons have been pretty interesting, and you know, there's been like little description things that I never would have guessed. I guess people would have said, like, you know, folky. I definitely didn't think it was a folky album. Someone kind of said it had elements of folk. You know, I guess just little things like that. Yeah, I don't know. I guess. So far, it's been a pretty interesting spectrum of people who have been enjoying it, which is pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of music we just wanted to make because we enjoy it, and it's not really part of much of a, like, uber-hot trend at the moment. I just think it's, for us, it's always kind of been about songwriting and making the best songs we can make.
And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it all get started?
We started in film school. And I met Aaron right when we started college. And throughout college, we met Dak, who was a sushi chef nearby, and Greg, who was at a school nearby. And just we were all kind of in different bands at that point, and the members were changing, and you know, we weren't singing like hell at that point. But, you know, I guess eventually the lineup was solidified enough where we became St. Motel.
Visit St. Motel at their official website, www.stmotel.com. From their CD Voyeur, here is St. Motel once again with Feed Me Now. California dreams. listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to announce the Rockwired Artist of the Month, X Factor One, for their album, Famous Last Words. Combining dedication and a strong work ethic, X Factor One brings decadence, passion, and intensity to the people with tracks such as You Suck, Break You, and Bring It On. Famous Last Words, the new release from X Factor One, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out X Factor One at either Reverb Nation or Facebook. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Saint Motel and their brand new release, Voyeur. Rockwired had a chance to speak with AJ Jackson of Saint Motel regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And talk about what drew you to music in the beginning.
Well, for me, it was a pretty unique situation, I guess. I took piano lessons as a kid for many years, and I kind of hated it. I hated rehearsing, I hated doing recitals and competitions, and I hated practicing those songs. And that wasn't something I really enjoyed doing. It was something that was kind of forced upon me as a skill your parents want me to learn. And one day, my piano teacher, when she came by the house, I hid from her. And the teacher was really offended. She was a really nice old lady. Well, I couldn't say nice. She was a very stern old lady. And she asked my mom, you know, does she just not like playing piano? And she's like, no, he plays it every day. And she's like, well, what does he play? And I guess I just was playing nonsense. And she she kind of recognized that I was like, I enjoy playing the instrument, I just didn't enjoy playing the same song over and over and over and over. So that's when I kind of started songwriting. And she, instead of going over the same pieces for recitals, she kind of nurtured the songs I was writing in second grade, and she kind of wrote, you know, accompanying parts and helped me figure out, you know, different patterns and songwriting technique. And so I started writing songs then, and it was really fun. And then I started playing those songs in music class in elementary school. And yeah, that's kind of how it began for me. That's just something I've been doing ever since.
And talk about the songwriting process within this band. How do you guys go about it?
It's with us being able to record ourselves now, it's a little bit different. Sometimes songs will get more flushed out based on elements that we don't actually do in the space, like, you know, like the Benny Goodman sample or an electronic riff that's, you know, not like a guitar. Like before, there would usually be an acoustic guitar where the song would be written on. Now it's more becoming piano based or different kind of, it's been more written on a keyboard, I suppose. But usually I kind of come up with a general idea, bring it into the band, we flush it out together, and we end up with a song. And then lyrics are usually something that kind of is an ongoing process, where normally I'll just be singing gibberish, kind of get a melody in place, and some of the gibberish will actually be kind of cool, like honest feedback, and that will end up influencing the song, or none of the gibberish will be used, and I'll go down my list of song ideas and try to find a concept that feels like it counteracts the melody a little bit, like puzzle pieces.
And with that being said, what songs off of the album stand out for you the most, and why?
That's kind of tough, because I would say the newest songs are probably the songs that are still freshest to me. So I guess maybe they would stand out more. And then the newest songs would be in reverse order, I guess. 1997, the last song we finished, pretty much right before we started mixing, kind of while we were starting to mix. And then Benny Goodman, which was, I guess, being... So I think most of that took a long time, because we added some element last minute, like some that really awesome guitar part that Aaron does, and the lyrics were never really finished. But I don't know, I like all the songs in the record. I think it's kind of a nice balance as you go through the entire album. Side A and side B, it's a nice journey. It's all consistent, but it's all slightly different too. Like I describe it as Voyeur is the bar, and inside the bar are all the stories that you watch or you encounter. And those are all the songs. But they're all happening within the same context of that location. But they're all different to themselves.
It may be too soon to ask this question, but, you know, what's next for the band after this release?
yeah, that's what's next, right? well, I guess we want to take this album as far as we can. And then, you know, we're touring, making videos, all sorts of stuff with the album. And then more music, I guess, now that we have our situation figured out with that. We've kind of started writing new music for the next chapter. But I kind of feel like Voyeur, in a way, is a bridge between foreplay and what's going to come next.
And what would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
I guess don't worry too hard about trying to classify it or find where it fits in your music library, or what genre it's a member of. I guess for us, it's kind of music that we think is fun. We kind of describe it as escapist music, because it's music that represents where we want to be, not necessarily where we are. Like, a lot of our lives are sometimes dark and depressing, and when we go to the rehearsal space, which in itself is dark and depressing, we play music to kind of help us escape those feelings. So as a result, it's usually more upbeat and fun. So I feel like that's kind of a fun thing for the music itself. It's escapist music.
Check out the band at their official website, www.saintmotel.com. From their CD Voyeur, here is Saint Motel once again with Benny Goodman. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to AJ Jackson of Saint Motel for his time and, more importantly, the music. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Hard times.
are behind us, but let's not be